So we want to share our view. Also from our side, many thanks to you and your team for your hard work. It has been quite intense. We have also been consulted on this text, and we have seen its development or mutation, however you see it. It has been an interesting exercise. I think we also regret that it has been only a small group and that the broader audience has not been able to participate. At the same time, we are also not convinced that this text has brought us closer to consensus than the text from 27th of August. The definition, what has brought us or what is closer to consensus, is probably how you define consensus and how much you weigh different delegations. I think the 27th August has been closer in that regard. The question is this a basis to move forward? I think our main concern is also that it's too complicated. The Chinese delegation has made a very good point. I think it would not be even able to reasonably translate this to German. I cannot imagine even to other languages. A simpler version would be much appreciated. And some of the elements, and colleagues, other colleagues have pointed what some of the elements that we are having on the screen are, have been intended to address. In our view, some of these issues have not to be addressed. And I will come to that later. On the positive side, I agree with others that the discussions have been quite interesting, and we have seen questions that delegations have brought up and explained that probably are also of relevance when we come to the negotiation of an instrument. But here again, it probably would have been useful to have the discussion of these items in the plenary. The third point that we wanted to make is that, and I think this is no surprise, this exercise has also not convinced us that we actually need a working definition. Rather, it has shown that we are having several questions here on the screen that only can be answered once we know what an instrument containing of prohibitions and regulations is actually doing. We are having moving targets here. Only when we know what an instrument or a set of elements of an instrument are actually containing, and once we have discussed them in depth, we will know what kind of characterization will have loopholes and which one will not. And I think most of the discussion that we had was about loopholes. And the views of what is a loophole and what is not are extremely different. On the text, as you have it on the screen, just a few points that are not exhaustive. I would just, the question on peaceful purposes, I don't think that we here in the CCW should be concerned about peaceful purposes and mitigating them in a characterization, especially not when the characterization makes a reference to the scope of the CCW, when this is discussed for the purposes of the CCW, when we are talking about a system that consists of weapons that is used in as part of an attack. I don't think that such a thing exists that can be developed for peaceful purposes. It's something that is highly illogical and is not making a lot of sense. We also don't think that in a characterization we need to define what a system is. I think it's obvious that a system has different parts that in this case some see as weapons and technological components, but in the end it's very clear that the system has different parts, and this does not have to be defined in a definition within a definition. We are also not sure that despite the most obvious task that an autonomous weapon systems is capable of or should be capable of, for having a reasonable definition, that we also have to include other tasks. This also makes this definition quite long. And at the end of the text, I think we have different options that would do very similar things and still have a preference without invention or without human intervention or even without intervention by a human user. It's also quite way too early to discuss exceptions. I think it makes absolutely no sense at this point in time to talk about things that we want to exclude. And it's probably mostly for people to feel safe in these discussions. But as we are in the CCW, which, as many have pointed out, operates in consensus, I think they can feel quite safe in our discussions. And we have not set out to anything concrete that would make us think that we are having we are going after precision-guided munitions or other parts. So these are just a few points that we wanted to make. Once again, the discussions have been useful. They should be democratized. Despite our view that we don't need a characterization, we stand ready to continue these discussions because they are, of course, also quite interesting. And in the end, we are also all still learning in this field. And we are also understanding each other's positions better. And this, I just wanted to leave as a positive notion also at the end.